In the last lesson, I gave you two word-for-word scripts on what to say during a face-to-face confirmation visit. The key is to practice those scripts until they become automatic. Once you have role-played them numerous times with a partner and can present it in a conversational but convincing way, you can tweak them if you like, using more of your own words and style. In this lesson, I'm going to tackle the question I often get during the confirmation season. The question is, whose order should I confirm first? My current customers or brand new customers who just started buying from me? It's a great question and a very important one. But before I answer it, you need to understand one very important fact. You need to understand what a customer is. Customers are those farmers who buy at least 51% of their needs from you. That means they're more loyal to you than they are your competitors, who they are also buying from. They believe in you and your products enough to commit to buying more from you than they buy from your competition. And anyone who doesn't buy at least 51% or more of their needs from you is not a customer. They're actually your competitor, because they're on your competitor's side, not yours. Anyone buying less than 51% is just a prospect, because their perceptions of you have not been raised high enough and your relationship with them is not strong enough for them to trust you more than your competition. When a buyer goes to customer level, he gives you his loyalty. He believes in you more. He plants your products first on his best ground. He wants you to win. But most importantly, that farmer is willing to take full responsibility for your product's performance on his farm and defend you, even when those products don't perform to his expectations. On the flip side, non-customers are not on your side. They don't believe in you enough to buy the majority of their needs from you. Your greatest loyalty lies with your competitor. They're buying more from your competitor than they are from you. They really don't want you to win. Again, that makes them your competitor. It's almost impossible to grow a sales territory where you have a lot of non-customers. And it becomes especially difficult when, like many sales territories, you have more non-customers than you have customers. Few sales reps realize one of the greatest factors determining how their products perform on growers' farms has less to do with their products themselves and more to do with how much each grower is buying from you. As I said, the more they buy, the more they defend your products. That makes the size of the order to new prospects who buy the first time very critical. When I've sold small trial quantities to new buyers who are planting a lot more of my competitors' products than they were mine, and I outperform the competition, many of those new buyers didn't buy more seed the next year. In fact, I discovered that most new buyers didn't really want me to win on their farms. They were more loyal to my competitor because they were buying more from them. Even when I took top honors in on-farm test plots, the grower who hosted the test plot often still wouldn't buy. Why? Because I wasn't competing against someone else's product. I was actually competing against their perceptions of me versus the perceptions of those who they were already buying from. Every farmer has a brand in his mind he considers to be number one. That favorite brand is based largely on the person who's selling him the product, not just the product itself. If his favorite brand gets beat by a new trial brand, he believes it's an accident and demands you do it again. Or he just makes excuses for getting beat and doesn't buy again. When you sell a non-customer a small amount of product, or less than 51%, will he plant your products first? No, he will plant your varieties last. When he does plant your varieties, will he plant them on his best ground or his poorest ground? He'll plant your varieties on his poorest ground. Will he want you to win? No, he will actually want you to lose. Who returns the most unplanted seed giving you haulback? Non-customers. Who complains the most about product performance or your price? Non-customers. They're not on your side. You see how important a true customer is? True customers not only give you their loyalty, but they take more responsibility for your product performance on their farms. I want you to mentally analyze your customers right now. Think about how many customers you have versus non-customers. You can't grow your business at the pace you want to grow when you have a lot of non-customers. You have to have people who are on your side and want to help you win. The goal is to take a new first-year buyer to customer level the second year they buy from you. That means the only group of non-customers you should have in your territory at any given time are new buyers. This is a very important concept that we will spend more time on when we get into the sales portion of our seed seller blueprint. For now, we'll stay focused on confirmation. Now that you understand what a customer is, I'm going to put buyers into different groups according to their level of buying. Then I'm going to rank them 1 to 5, 1 being top priority and 5 being the lowest priority, according to who should have their orders confirmed first and who can wait until last. The group I ranked as the number 1 priority and the first group you must confirm are your 100% customers. That's right, your most loyal buyers. That surprises most sales reps. First of all, you are the only company the members of this group are buying from. That means they are new prospective buyers to every competitor you have. And many of those competitors will do anything they can to get some of that group's business. You cannot allow this most important segment of your customer base to be messed with. You need to reconfirm them first and do everything you can to make sure they aren't attracted to other offers or are questioning their loyalty to you. If you have allocations and substitutions to deal with, this group needs to get everything you want them to have. Plus, these are not only your best customers, they are also your best sales force. They talk about you and your company more than any other group. This group also offers a great place for you to practice your confirmation story. The second group you're going to confirm are the farmers buying more than half of their needs from you, your true customers. This group is your next largest volume buyer. As with 100% buyers, you don't want to lose any of them. They are your quickest means of getting sales increases even during confirmation. So you need to treat them as special while securing their business. Your goal with this group is to take them to 100% level of buying the next year. Third, you need to visit and confirm all buyers who prepay, whether they're new or current. Prepay means nothing nowadays. They may appear to be your most secure group, but they're not. You need to confirm them right away. They need to be secured and become part of your solid base, along with those buying more than half and those buying 100% from you. Next, it's time to confirm all the farmers buying less than half of their needs from you, your non-customers. This group also has great potential for increasing the size of their orders during confirmation. In many sales territories, this group is one of the largest in number, but not necessarily the largest in sales volume. Like new customers, they are very vulnerable to last-minute deals from competitors. Last but not least, you need to visit and confirm your new first-time buyers. This group is the most vulnerable of all groups to not planting what they ordered if left unconfirmed. That's why many sales reps make the mistake of going to this group first. You obviously want to get this group locked in, but if you follow our 21st century system of selling to farmers, this group is actually the most secure already because they've already been confirmed multiple times throughout the 4 parts of the sales year. As a 44-year veteran of the seed business, I've seen many sales reps who thought they were going to hit or exceed their sales goals for the year, but ended up laying a big egg because they got lazy during the confirmation season. Confirming orders is step 5 of the seed seller blueprint, and you need to make sure you are executing this step with every grower you are working with. Even if the majority of the people you're selling to are buying less than 51% of their needs from you, this step will help you lay the groundwork for getting them to customer level the next year. It will also make your next year's sales projections much more valid. Remember, confirmation is the second most important step in the selling process after writing the order. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you in an upcoming class. Happy selling. I'm Rod Ostis.